Now, will you notice verse 5 here? A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Now, that is a very important thing to note. The Lord Jesus has been called a faithful and true witness. And that's the kind of witnesses we ought to be. But there are two kinds of witnesses. There's the faithful witness and the false witness. Now, we are hearing a great deal. Be a witness for Christ. They've got courses today, how to witness for Christ and all that sort of thing. My friend, may I say to you, it's wonderful if you take that course and if you go out and ring doorbells. I can't think of anything that is more wonderful than that. But when you tell somebody that Jesus saves and keeps and satisfies, are you telling the truth? Oh, you say that is truth. Yes, it is. But do you know it's truth from your life? Or really, are you just being a false witness? Say, these proverbs are tremendous, aren't they? So let's move on down. Maybe we better skip a few of them here. Verse 9, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there's favor. Fools make a mock of sin. Who did that? Well, Jezebel did that. She's the prime example of that in the Word of God. And we're told that we're to turn away from folks like that and have nothing to do with them. Now notice verse 10 here. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. Every heart has a secret joy or sorrow, and no one can share that with you. No one. We may try to share it. I know that some time ago, these folk asked me to tell about my operation of cancer, and I was telling them, and I saw immediately when I told about in the hospital how I turned to God and how at that time he made himself real, they didn't like that. And I could see they turned me off. And I said to myself later after I left them, I said, you know, that's a secret that probably I can't share with anyone else, actually. And you have in your life something like that. Have you ever had some wonderful, joyful experience and you came and attempted to tell it to your loved ones? I remember as a young man, I wrote a poem, and I brought it in. And that time my dad had died, and we were living with an aunt, and there were several relatives there. And I came in, and I shouldn't have done it, but I said, look, I've written a poem, and I want to read it to you. And I read it, and it brought great joy to me, but it didn't bring any joy to them. They turned me off the minute I started reading it. And the fact of the matter is, it caused me to stop writing poetry. And you don't know, they may have stopped the budding of a great poet, but whatever it was, they sure stopped it. There are things, though, that I'm sure you've learned in life that you can share with others and things you can't share with others. And then verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That is a verse that should be put on many of the cults and isms. They sound so reasonable. They sound so nice. They sound so attractive. Someone said to me some time ago, why is it that a certain cult is growing as it does? Well, I said simply, it appeals to the old nature of man, appeals to the flesh. It just tells you you're a nice, sweet boy, and that if you just brush your hair and change your shirt and take a bath, you are really going to make it because you're such a sweet fella. And then if you follow certain rules, may I say to you, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But go down and look at the end. The end thereof are the ways of death, eternal separation from God. And that's pretty important to be in the right one. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death.